Hi, and welcome to our latest Outsports podcast. It is May 9th. It is NBA playoff time, NHL playoffs. It's a hot time of year, except for, I guess, for NFL fans. Jim, are you watching anything? Are you paying attention to anything right now?
God, I think I've watched less of the NBA playoffs than I ever have before.
Why?
I don't know why. I mean, it's sometimes just what your schedule is, but I think I'm interested in Golden State because they seem like they're playing this fun, you know, upbeat brand of basketball. I was at the gym Monday night, and when I got in, they were up by 16, and I went upstairs working out, came down, said, I'll see how much Golden State won by. I was in double overtime. So I think part of it is the fact that it seems like Miami is going to win, and so it has a certain lack of drama to me.
Well, being a big fan of the decision and LeBron James and the Heat, I I like them more apt to watch. So Chicago winning that first game was made it a little interesting.
Until last night, then they lost by about 1,000. So
the biggest blow.
That's when you take the spread. Boy, if I gambled, I would have taken whatever the point spread was and laid it because that was an obvious one.
What if it was 20?
Yeah, even if it was 20. What'd they win by 30?
I think it was 30-something. Yeah. Well, even though the NFL is not in season and there are no training camps, it's always time for NFL news. And this week is no different with Vikings punter Chris Clouy being cut by the Vikings. They drafted punter, was it Jeff Locke out of UCLA? And instead of paying Chris Clouy $1.4 million this year, they will pay Jeff Locke probably around $400,000. But, Jim, I keep seeing headlines and suggestions that say that Chris Clouy's activism for the LGBT community and to get punters into the Hall of Fame is why he got cut. Have you been seeing the same thing?
It's been everywhere. It's been the theme of so many stories online, offline, and TV. And I wrote about it last week. I thought it was kind of it was nonsense. It's an easy peg, I think, for people to use. And being gay, I would be the first one to run around saying it. But Clouy talked to us last fall on a podcast, and kind of predicted this was likely to happen. You look at the Vikings, they have cut, I saw a list of all the players over 30 they've cut in the last couple of years under the new general manager. Last year they cut a veteran kicker, Ryan Longwell, brought in a rookie. Rookie makes up the Pro Bowl. So they figure they're going to replicate it with Clouy. He did not have a great season punting last year. He wasn't the worst, but he was kind of middling, and depending on what statistic you use, he was really bad in coffin corner kicks inside the 20 or better on some other things. I mean, they're saving $1 million. Does the activism matter? It only mattered if they think that simply by being outspoken, it detracted from him paying attention to kicking. But to me, it's the kind of thing people try to make something out of nothing. And they're lumping it with the Brendan Iam and Dejo thing. And he was cut because he's 36-year-old and he's a special teams guy. So,
Well, to me, it's actually a couple things. One, it makes a good headline, right? I mean, gay activist who fights for equal rights, rejected by the NFL, right? Great headline, better than punter released. And the media love a good headline. Plus, it also feeds into the worldview that a lot of gay people and supporters of gay people and media have about the NFL, which is NFL hates gay people. Gay people cannot be in the NFL. The NFL is a bunch of Neanderthals who will reject all things gay. And so because this storyline fits into their view, they run with it. Even if there are so many football reasons for these two teams to do what they did with Iam Badejo and Clouy, that's all secondary to them.
Well, and even Iam Badejo backed down when he first suggested he was cut because of this. And that had kind of died because people got, he's 36 years old. He's basically just a special teams guy. But when Clouy got cut, then they start lumping Iam Badejo in, and so they both become the issue. Whereas before, people had accepted Iam Badejo was cut for football reasons. The same team, remember, that basically told Ed Reed to go. So if you tell Ed Reed to take a hike, who's going to be in the Hall of Fame, why should Brendan Iamadeja be some special case that he was cut for the activism? But it's only when Cluey gets cut that they then can tie the two together and say, see? And now they're lumping in Team Tebow with it, the two of them. Because there's a story today about Tebow's too much of a circus, and so I'm seeing Tebow, Kluby, and Iamadeja now lumped together in some stories that they don't want anybody who's different or outspoken, and it's like, oh, give me a break.
It's totally idiotic. I actually looked at Tim Tebow's statistics today. His statistics are worse than Brady Quinn's statistics. His completion percentage, his sack ratio, sack to attempt ratio. I mean, he's a terrible, terrible, terrible NFL quarterback. And the idea that he wouldn't be able to find a job, it's just – I hate everyone.
Well, and plus, he is a circus. I mean, that's because of the media. Wherever he goes, he will be a circus. And one general manager that basically, you know, he might help us maybe on the field, but from, you know, Tuesday to Saturday, we'd be dealing with all the crap that goes around him because he's just his own brand. But he has nothing to do with Cluey. And right. I'm sorry, I love Chris Cluey, and I hope he gets another job, but he is a punter. And punters get cut all the time. I mean, they're not a high priority on most NFL teams. And if he had been a league leader, he would not be gone. Maybe if he was 25, he would not be gone. But he's 31, and the Vikings went cheaper. But I think it really hurts sort of the movement in a sense when people make these assumptions, you know, and they keep repeating them as if it's fact. And they look, even ESPN, the pardon the interruption, were kind of lamenting it, you know, what do you expect?
Well, but again, they say that because it fits into their
narrative.
Worldview
exactly.
Of the NFL,
that's,
what the NFL is.
Yep.
And so it doesn't matter if it's true or not because it fits what they think. Then, you know, Jason Collins was supposed to be met with a chorus of boos and detractors, and he wasn't. So, but they just won't let go of this narrative that the NFL – I was in so many conversations that I have – 2 weeks ago, last week, on the Jason Collins thing, where people would say, well, this is the NBA, but we know, right, Sid, that the NFL could never tolerate this because it's so much more homophobic and so much more masculine. And it's just amazing the assumptions that people bring about the NFL because guys are huge behemoths in that sport and beat the crap out of each other.
Yeah, no, I agree. NFL teams don't like distractions. They don't. They, you know, that. And but they this applies to no matter what your issue is. But the problem with Cluey was, you know, the performance wasn't there at the level that you could say right. He had to stay. So whether or not it was because of activism or he simply had an off season because he was injured, we don't know that. But people are jumping to the conclusions that, well, you can't be outspoken about anything because you'll lose your job, and it's not true.
I mean, and I just reject this idea about, you know, they'll do everything to avoid media circuses. The fact that the Philadelphia Eagles signed Michael Vick after he spent years in jail because he brutally tortured and murdered dogs just erases that. And guess what? It went away, and he's been there because he performed on the field.
And that's why they endured the circus. I think Tebow's separate because, like you said, he's terrible. If Tebow was good, he wouldn't have been cut in the first place. But he's terrible, so you get the terrible, then you get the circus. If Michael Vick was terrible, the Eagles never would have signed him if they thought he was going to be terrible. But
Tim Tebow's career completion percentage is 47.9%. He is sacked once every 9 pass attempts. the fluke that happened when they went 8-8 and went to the playoffs with the Broncos was just a fluke. Does not mean he's a winner in the NFL because he was able to do it, scoring 10 points in winning games.
Now back to Cluey. He's been careful to not say this was the reason. He says, I don't know. What did he tell you that I'm not in the meetings? You know, because he doesn't know either. And I think, you know, you look at look what the Vikings have done. This is they got rid of Antonio Winfield, a good cornerback. This is what they're doing. They're getting rid of guys over 30 they don't think are playing at a high level.
Yeah.
And for somebody,
but that's what NFL teams. That's what NFL teams do. Some like the Patriots like to collect some of those guys.
I mean, Dwight Freeney is going to make the Hall of Fame, and he's still without a job after being cut by the Colts back in March.
Right.
The last thing I know, Dwight Freeney hasn't been an activist about anything. They simply don't think he got it anymore.
D'Angelo Hall last year started every game for the Washington Redskins and tied for 11th in the NFL with 4 interceptions. He got cut.
Yeah, and Kerry Rhodes is a very good safety that was rated by one thing as being the second or third most effective safety last year, was free agent by Arizona and signed with anybody yet. So there are players that people say are good players out there. That said about Chloe, I think he'll wind up with a job somewhere because he still can punt, and a punter will get hurt. It happens all the punters are easy the kind of guys you pick up in midseason.
Right.
And so it's not like he's not going to get a job or, you know, he's going to be destitute. But I think we have to get off this thing that, he was cut because of homophobia.
Well, Peter King took it a step further. He said that not only were his eyebrows raised, but that if Chloe is not punting for a team by July, then he is convinced that the NFL does not want a guy like Chloe in the league.
Well, I think he's clueless. That's Peter King sometimes, who likes to just shoot from the mouth and shoot from the hip without knowing what he's saying. And most teams have settled on a punt already.
Right.
I think Chloe's more likely to wind up with a team sometime during the season between either poor performance or a guy gets hurt. And
he's still a top 15, top 20 punter in the league. He can contribute. And like he told me on the phone, he was due. You know, if the Vikings didn't cut him, they owed him $1.4 million this year. He can go sign for a veteran minimum that will only cost $500,000 to a team under the salary cap.
I saw $800,000 for a veteran of his range.
He told me, maybe he's mistaken, but he told me that there's something in the new CBA that allows him to sign for a veteran minimum that's equal to the minimum of a second year veteran.
Well, he would know more than I, and maybe that other writer got it wrong. But
that's what he told me, that ultimately it would cost the salary of a second year veteran and cost them $500,000 for the salary cap. But the Vikings couldn't do that. I mean, look, they obviously they wanted somebody different. They probably figured if we can get this guy or one of these two guys in the draft, we'll give him a shot. We'll check him out, and if he works, we're gonna move on. So, and that's just the way it went. I mean, I really like Chris Chloe, and I'm sad. I will care less that the Vikings win this year, but unfortunately, this is the business.
Well, and I think, we would have been the first people to scream if he was cut because of his, his gay activism.
If he was a top 10 punter, but he's not. That's just the way it is.
Yeah, and I believe he was a top 10 punter, he would have been cut.
Right.
The good news is Chloe's not going away as a person. I mean, he's still going to be out there speaking out. And I think any team that is going to get him is going to say, fine. We know what we're getting. Just kick the ball.
Of course. Though I do wonder if all of this stuff, if I'm a team and I see all these accusations from guys like Peter King, you bring him into with another punter or two to compete for a job. What if you cut him? What if he doesn't make it? You really want to deal with, they brought him in just as a show, but they really wanted to get rid of him and they cut him because that's going to be the storyline.
Yeah, except again, no offense. He's still punters are just part of they're so replaceable in the NFL. I don't think the media is gonna at a certain point once training camp starts, if he comes in and gets cut, Peter King will probably be moving on to something else, telling us about his latest Starbucks experience or something. So,
well, I don't know. The public is so uneducated about the NFL, and they just follow the media's lead. I can't tell you, Jim. I actually got a column from somebody for OutSports, and he was the whole column centered around the fact that Alan Gendro not getting drafted means that the NFL doesn't want gay athletes. Because ABC News had put out there that Gendro might be drafted in the second or third round of the NFL draft, which is completely, totally absurd. Was never, he wasn't even in the draft, but people just follow the lead of the media because they don't know any better. So I can absolutely see people see this narrative build when one or two people, oh, you know, he was brought in, Cluey was brought in by the Panthers, and then they cut him. You know, this just shows that teams don't want gay activists.
Well, it's just up to us to try to correct the narrative our own little way, any way we can.
Absolutely. Well, that's all the narrative we have time for today. We will we be back next week? We will be back.
Yes, with a guest next week.
Yes, we will have a guest next week. Somebody who wears Sharon Needles on his bottom. but you will have to tune in next week to hear more.